Hello, it is Thursday the 7th of February 2013 and the time is coming up to 6:15 and thought I'd just do a quick recording, let you know what's been happening today. It's been a gorgeous day today and got quite a bit of gardening done. Generally doing a bit of weeding where there's a lot of gravel here, the old weeds get through, and especially where we hang the washing out, obviously the water drips down and encourages the weeds to come through. But we've cleared a couple of areas and it's looking quite good. We've also we got some strawberry plants today. John down the road, who had his gardener in at the time, said, "Do you want some baby strawberry plants?" So yeah, fine. So we're going to get those in. I think Shirley's putting me in over in the back there, but hopefully keep an eye on those, and I don't know, another month or so we might be lucky enough to have some fresh strawberries. Popped into the village and I just had to get some bits and pieces, get some dog food, because we'd run out this morning. They had their breakfast and then that was it, so had to save going into Lagos, where we're going tomorrow. Thought, well, I'll just pop up to the village and get some up there, which I did. 65 cents, which is what, 15-16 cents more than what it is in Lidl's, but you know, needs must, and didn't have to start the car up, etc. So I suppose that's it with supermarkets, they are cheaper, but not in everything, funny enough, because we get these crunchies for the dogs, like dry food for the dogs, as well as the pate, but in the same shop, it's cheaper in there than the supermarket. So I suppose really, you know, some things are dearer, some things are cheaper. Got a couple of cakes, because couldn't pass the cake shop without just nipping in, and they always got a varied selection. You never know quite what you're going to get. They do sell these cakes, which I've seen quite a bit of, and they have like chocolate. They're covered in chocolate. They're sort of like an ice cream cone, an upside down ice cream cone with a bit of cream and cherry on the top. And they're pretty popular, actually. And thought, well, get a couple of those. Yeah, very heavy, very very heavy, very heavy to eat and very heavy in weight. They're filled with well, I suppose it's a sort of like a fudge in a way. It's difficult to describe, I suppose. Yeah, I suppose fudge, but not as heavy as fudge, or not as sweet as fudge. But inside was pieces of orange, which it was really nice. But it was very very heavy, and by the time I'd got halfway through the cake, it was filling me up. It was a little bit overpowering, to be honest with you. If it had been half the size, I think it would have been just right. Don't know if I'd get one again. There are other cakes that I like, and I did buy a Swiss roll type one for later today, which I'm going to have after I recorded this. It's basically it's just a Swiss roll, but a rather large Swiss roll slice. And they charge about 70 to 80 cents for these cakes, and they're very cheap, but they're nice, yeah, and there's lots of different types, and it's just, I just feel it's my duty to go through them and test each one out. So, what else did I get up there? Tried to get some bread rolls, but was out of luck. Should have gone down to the other baker's where they do the bread rolls. I don't think he does bread rolls in the one nearest to us. But, I got back here, chatted to John down the road, and I'll do that in another audio, because it was to do with the mould that he was getting in his house. And it's all rectified now. I've only got 20 odd seconds left, so there's no point in really going into it in any great detail. So I will sign off as the sun is just about setting. Another half an hour and it will be gone. But it's been a lovely day, so I'll speak to you later. Bye for now.